Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 15th and we start in 1992, where at the Pacific Amphitheatre in California, Ozzy Osbourne played the final date of his No More Tours tour, which he claimed will be his last tour. It's a heck of a show, though, with Black Sabbath as his opening act. But as Dio, who was a lead singer in the band at the time, wanted no part in it, Rob Halford took on the singing duties for the day. Wow. And on this day in 1956, the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, premiered his first movie, Love Me Tender. It was meant to be called The Reno Brothers, but after Elvis became a major star during the filming, it was retitled after his hit song. Also on this day, back in 1978, Echo and the Bunnymen, they made their live debut. They performed at Eric's Club in Liverpool. And on this day in 1969, Janis Joplin got in a bit of a fight, shall we say, with a policeman at one of her shows, which landed her in the clink. The policeman was shouting at members of her audience who kept leaving their seats. Janis proceeded to voice her disapproval at the policeman's performance, and after threatening to kick the officer's face in, she was arrested after the show for vulgar and indecent language. She paid a $200 fine, and the charges were dropped. But for today's show, we're going to say happy birthday to a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Yes, born on this day in 1949 is the original bass player with the band Heart, Steve Fossen. Steve is 73 years old today. Now, Steve helped to form the band in the late 60s and was with the group right through until 1982, playing on all the group's seminal early albums like Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen. Now, I interviewed Steve last year, and early part of last year it was, and he told me some great stories about his time in the band, but what I'm going to play you is a small clip from near the start of the interview where he talks about how he formed the band Heart.
My friend in high school, who he got a guitar about the same time I got my bass, and his Roger Fisher, the guitarist. Yep. We got our instruments when we were 15 and we spent a couple years learning our craft and playing in other bands and stuff. But when we were 17, we were talking in my parents' house and we said, let's start a band. I knew a singer, he knew a drummer, and we started this band and we called it The Army. And so it was a four piece, all guys. We were The Army for a year. Then we changed the name to White Heart. And then a year after that, we shortened it to Heart. And ever since then, we've been playing around as Heart. The original drummer and singer were, you know, left, and we got, you know, replaced it with different people over the years. And one time it was just the two of us again. And we put an ad in the paper. It was for a drummer, a singer, and a guitar player. Mm-hmm. And Ann Wilson was the singer that answered the ad. Yeah. And we all got together and we made a little band, and it was a cover band. And we called it Hocus Pocus, and we, you know, toured around Washington, Oregon, Montana, and Idaho, and kind of caught up on all our financial obligations and discovered that Ann Wilson had as much ambition and drive as Roger Fisher and I did, so we stuck together.
Steve Fossen there. Definitely check out his interview in full. It's episode 21 for some great stories of his time in the band with Ann and Nancy Wilson, of course, upsetting Rod Stewart in the Faces, the big success they had, how he got fired from the band, and the very awkward Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. It's well worth a listen. As I said, episode 21. Check it out now. But that's it for November the 15th. I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock goodness. But until then, take care.